The Gemara daf Chaf Dalam and Aleph is going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you're allowed to be tzad a bird from a beaver on Yom Tov. It's considered nitzad va'aymid, and therefore there's no iser tzeda if you catch it, you trap it in when it's in its beaver, it's in its enclosure. And the Gemara asks Akasha from the Mishnah Shabbos. It says you cannot be tzad the an eif from a beaver. It's not considered nitzad va'aymid. It's not considered as if it's already trapped. And the Gemara says maybe it can be mechalik. One of them is talking about an enclosure which has a roof, and one of them is an enclosure that does not have a roof. And the Gemara says you can't say that because it's mashma. Even when you have a roof, it's still not considered nitzad va'aymid. And the Gemara ends up saying hacha b'tzipur dvar eskin. We're talking about a tzipur dvar. When we say it's not considered nitzad va'aymid, we're talking about a tzipur dvar, a special tzipur called the tzipur dvar. She'ena mekabelus maris. That it's not mekabel maris, it flies all over the place. And the Gemara says that's why it's called a tzipur dvar. Shadara kabayis kabesada, lives everywhere. It's very hard to catch it, and that's why it's not considered nitzad in a beivar. But other tziparim are considered nitzad, and you would be allowed to catch them on Yom Tov. So the Maritzchias over here is mitzayin to a taz in Yerdeya in Simon Pei Beis. The taz has a whole arichas over there trying to determine whether what we call a tzipur dvar that appears a couple times in Shas is that a tzipur tahar or not. Is it mutter b'achila? Is it a kosher bird or a non-kosher bird? And the taz says in our sugya it's muchach that it's a kosher bird because the Gemara says that the b'raisa that says you can't be tzadin on Yom Tov because it's not nitzad va'aymed, it's not considered trapped, is talking about a tzipur dvar. But it sounds like if not for that, you would be allowed to trap it on Yom Tov if it was a regular bird. So, in fact, it has. If a tzipur dvar is a trefer bird, then forget about the fact that it's not nitzad va'aymid and it's flying all over the place. It should be also anyways to trap it on Yom Tov because there's no tzarech. Eichel nefesh is not hutter for that. You can't eat it. Why would it be mutter to trap it on Yom Tov even without that? The Prima Ganim adds it, l'chari be an iser of total if it has no tzarech at all. So from the fact that the Gemara says that the whole issue over here is tzeda, but if not for that, it would be mutter. Zok the taz, it's muchach that the tzipur drar is a kosher bird. That's what the taz proves in Marsugya. And from this, he asks Akasha, he says, it's a pel on the Marik. The Marik says, beferish that the tzipur drar is a trefa bird. So in fact, the taz, from our Gemara, is muchach, not like that. From our Gemara, it's muchach that it's a kosher bird from the fact that it could theoretically it would be mutter to be tzadit on Yom Tov, must be tzatzarich eichel nefesh. So the question is, what's a pshat in the Marik? Now, pshat in the Marik, l'chara, is pashat, like the Shach says. The Shach in the Kudus HaKasif argues on the Taz, and he says that the raya of the Taz from our Gemara is b'chal not a raya, because he says when the Gemara here says, hacha b'tzipur dvar eskinan, the Gemara is not referring to the Mishnah talking about tzeda on Yom Tov. That's not talking about tzipur dvar. It's talking about the Mishnah Shabbos, which says that atzad tzipur lamigdol v'tzvi labayis chayiv, that Mishnah is where the Gemara is saying we're talking about a tzipur dvar, that it is not considered nitzad va'aymed. But the Gemara was never talking about Yom Tov b'chlal. That's what Rashi says over here. Rashi says hacha, when the Gemara says hacha b'tzipur dvar skin, and we're talking about the Rashi says hacha diktani gabi Shabbos tzipur lamigdol v'loy labayis. That is talking about the tzipur dvar. So it's only the Mishnah Shabbos talking about the tzipur dvar. The Mishnah in Be'ah, the Mishnah of doing tzeda on Yom Tov is not talking about a tzipur dvar. So therefore, there is no raya from here at all that a tzipur dvar is mutter b'achila, because we're not discussing whether you could do tzeda to it on Yom Tov. We're talking about that if you do tzeda to it on Shabbos, you're going to be chayiv, and therefore there's no raya from here that it's a kosher bird, and that could be pshat in Marik. And he says it's a pel on the taz, how he could bring such a raya from the Gemara. That's not what the Gemara meant. Now, the pshat in the Taz is that he learned the Gemara differently, like the Shita Mekubetza says over here. He learns that the Teretz of Gemara of Hacha B'tzipur Dvar Eskinan is not only going on the Mishnah and Shabbos, but it's also going on the Brisa of doing Tzeda on Yom Tov. And even that, the Brisa is saying we're talking about a Tzipur Dvar, that's the case where it would be Aser, but it sounds like from that, if not for the issue of Tzeda, it would be a bird which is Mutar B'Achila, and therefore the Taz Taka says that it's mukha from here, that there is a raya, that this is a kosher bird. So l'chayr, whether or not the tzipur dvar is a kosher bird or not, would be talian how you learn the teretz of the Gemara of hacha. But tzipur dvar eskinan, is it only going on the Mishnah and Shabbos, or is it also going on the case of Yom Tov? That is the machlekes between the Taz and the Shach and the Marik, which is really a machlekes between Rashi and the Shita Mekubetzis over here, how to learn exactly what the teretz of the Gemara is referring to.